Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello and welcome to the Pick and Roll Podcast. And today I've got a good one for you guys. So basically this week is going to be the mock draft from 15 to 30 and draft picks in this mock draft. Really fun. This is the continuation of last week's mock draft where I did go over the lottery, 1 through 14 draft picks, and there are trades in this mock draft as well. So I'm going to go ahead and kick it off here and start with this mock draft. Let's go with the 15th pick. The 15th pick is Miami Heat, and they have Stephon Castle as who they're going to draft here. Stephon Castle is a 6'6 point guard from UConn. He's an extremely elite defender, very good mover. You know, he doesn't really get a ton of opportunities to show his proficiency in the pick and roll, which was he would need as a point guard, because they do have Tristan Newton on that team, who's a very elite scoring guard, the 6'5". So, but whenever you do see flashes of it, he does look extremely smooth in those moments. So it's definitely very possible for him to develop those skills and the smoothness in the pick and roll to be a point guard level. Stephon Castle definitely shows enough flashes of passing throughout the season to be labeled as a point guard level passer. I wouldn't call him like a very elite one, but he's definitely a point guard level one. You know, his 3-point shot has come a long way throughout the year. Sometime throughout the year is like 25-26%, and right now he's at 30%, which isn't amazing, but you know, it's definitely an improvement. He is one heck of an on-ball defender. I mean, defensively, he shuts people down, turns off the light switch. He is a Lonzo Ball level player defensively. I'd feel very confident in that comp. Offensively, his game doesn't really have a ton of comps. You know, he does have some flaws in his skill where his mid-range shot is extremely poor, you know, and he doesn't have like a ton of scoring moves yet. But, you know, I think Miami is the perfect place to draft him here, because one, Miami desperately needs a point guard. That's a given. But, you know, Miami would be able to be the best place to develop his lack of skill, because I don't think I can think of a better skill development or just player development place in exists in the NBA than Miami. So kind of raw offensively skilled Stephon Castle would make so much sense here, because, you know, they desperately need what he can do, but they would love his defensive ability at 6'6 and all the length. So I feel like this is a really good fit. All right, we're going to go ahead and kick it to the next pick would be the 16th pick in this draft. And in there was a trade that led to Charlotte owning this pick from the 76ers, where the 76ers originally owned the 16th pick, traded up for the 11th pick to get Dalton Knecht from Tennessee, and Charlotte traded down here to get Trenton Flowers. And again, in this mock draft, I did have Jordan Poole getting traded to Charlotte, so they would have LaMelo, Jordan Poole, Brandon Miller, Miles Bridges, and Mark Williams heading into next year, and they would gain a small forward here in Trenton Flowers. Now, Trenton Flowers is a 6'9", really elite athlete, shoots the three ball extremely well. You know, he's a very good athlete. He drives to the rim pretty well, has a really solid handle. You know, he does it very, very well. He has like a 42% three-point percentage, which is definitely way better than anybody saw coming out of the NBL, which is where he is playing right now. You know, he's a little raw and thin, but I definitely feel like he can be a very elite 3-and-D role player. And, you know, Charlotte, if they did have LaMelo Ball, Jordan Poole, Brandon Miller, Miles Bridges, and Mark Williams as a core, they would definitely need a 3-and-D elite guy to rotate into the wings. So I definitely feel like Trenton Flowers here, 6'9", he personally reminds me of a taller Kelly Oubre, which is a really solid player here. All right, so the next pick in the draft is number 17, which is the Toronto Raptors. The Toronto Raptors would choose Reed Sheppard, 6'2" point guard from Kentucky, a very, very elite three-point shooter and pull-up three-point shooter. He's a very good passer with very unique passing gifts. I meant to say defensive gifts. He's an average passer, but defensively has unique IQ gifts that leads to an odd amount of steals. You know, he has a ridiculous three-point percentage, which is 52.6%. You know, he's not a high volume scorer. He has issues finishing at the rim. He has issues finishing in the paint. He has issues, you know, having like a floater and consistent shots. And, you know, his lack of athleticness, which he is a slow for an NBA point guard, definitely is a question mark for sure in his ability to finish at the rim, which is really important in the NBA. But, you know, he does have his flaws, but his three-point shot is really elite. I personally view him as a better three-point shooting Tyus Jones, who is a very low-level starting point guard in the NBA for the Washington Wizards right now. I feel like Toronto desperately needs a point guard, young point guard, so he's the best one available at this point in time. All right, let's go ahead and kick it to the next pick, which would be the New York Knicks at 18, and they will draft Zvonimir Ivicic, 7'2" center from Kentucky. So Zvonimir Ivicic is a really interesting guy. You know, he has a good frame. I definitely feel like he'll put on muscle with time. You know, I definitely feel like his most intriguing skill is definitely the three-point shot. He shoots 37.5% from the three-point line this year. It's really impressive. It's really elite. It's really interesting. He also has some really good flashes of passing. Like, I've seen him make a behind-the-back pass from the rim to the three-point line. I'm like, whoa, there's some interesting passing skill there and scoring skill there with the three-point shot. And some, you see him dribble the ball and it looks really natural. Like, there's some interesting skills that he has paired with a 7'2" size. And the New York Knicks' worst player is Mitchell Robinson. So having a guy with some upside, but even if he doesn't hit his upside, it'd be really interesting to have a backup center that can shoot the three like this, even if it doesn't hit what he could possibly, his upside possibly is. I feel like he's the best center available here, and I really like his upside, and I feel like the Knicks desperately need his upside. Alrighty. And next man up is Oso Igbaro. He is 6'10" for Marquette. Really interesting. Oh, he'd be getting drafted to number 19 to the Phoenix Suns in this mock draft. Oso Igbaro, 6'10". He can't shoot a three-point shot. He is defensively extremely gifted, very strong, very fluid, switchable, can guard 1-5, elite mover, elite athlete. He defensively reminds me a lot of Al Horford, and that's definitely a compliment because Al Horford could guard everybody, especially when he was younger. And when Atlanta had him at the center position, I mean, he was switchable. He's one of the first really switchable centers that really existed. You know, he has a nice handle for his size, really good passer, has a nice floater at the rim, can post. I personally feel like his skill set reminds me a lot of Draymond Green coming out of college, or not to college, but in the NBA. I feel like it would be really interesting with all the scoring and the shooters and for the Phoenix Suns to have a guy that could be a power forward and initiate offense to Devin Booker and Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant and allow them to come off ball and things of that nature. I feel like it'd be a nice wrinkle to their team, and I definitely feel like he'd be really interesting. So I feel like he would be a really great role player for the Suns here. Really interesting fit. Oso Igbaro. All right, the next pick is going to be number 20. It's the Orlando Magic, and they will draft Jacoby Walter. Now, Jacoby Walter is a 6'5" shooting guard from Baylor. You know, the big issue for him is 38% three-point field goal percentage. You know, there's a huge historical trend over the last 15 years for shooting guards, and there's a huge cutoff line for starting-level shooting guards in the NBA and 40% field goal percentage. So that 38% field goal percentage is why I have much lower than everybody else. I feel like there's a really big cutoff line there, but there's obviously some intrigue. There's some upside. He's an intelligent scorer and footwork wise. Like, he understands how to use his footwork to come off for, you know, to the shot create for the mid range or the 3-point shot. He's definitely a very good off ball mover. Definitely understands, looks like a really solid 3-point shooter. He has some flashes of being able to handle the rim and get to the rim. He's a thinner guy, so it's going to take him some time to really grow into those abilities. I definitely feel like he's a very, very raw Bradley Beal, but there's obviously some upside here with Jacoby Walter, but that field goal percentage is a real issue. But Orlando doesn't really have a shooting guard that you can think of that's like that guy, so they can take Jacoby Walter, and if he doesn't hit, it's okay. It's the 20th pick. It's Orlando. You're like 5 years from being competitive, so let's not rush into this. All right, the next pick is going to be the Atlanta Hawks, and I would have them choosing Bobby Klitman, who is 6'10", from the NBL. He's a very, very good standstill three-point shooter. Shows some flashes of the handling, being able to get to the rim. He's a very good defender, extremely fluid, extremely switchable. He's got really great size, especially in the upper body. He's a very strong human being. Shoots 35% from the three-point line. Really nice field goal, three-point percentage, especially playing in Australia. You know, I definitely feel like Atlanta, and earlier in this draft, I had them drafting Donovan Klingon because, you know, I feel like Atlanta needs to make a sudden change or they'll lose Trae Young if they don't start winning. And the sudden changes, they can't defend. And I think the reason why is size. They tried to implement this small ball, idealistically style of play, and I feel like it just didn't work. So I had them draft Donovan Klingon, 7'2" center earlier in this draft that can be a drop center type of guy that Quinn Snyder, who coached Rudy Gobert, could use. And I feel like adding more size here, 6'10 power forward, very switchable, could rotate and be the backup to Jalen Johnson, who's a taller power forward that they have right now. I feel like that would really be good to complete their size upgrade that I feel like they desperately need to do in this draft class so they don't lose Trae Young in 3 years. Because I feel like 3 years and then he's going to be, you know, requesting a trade. That's my personal opinion. Alrighty, let's go ahead and kick to the next team, which is the New York Knicks. New York Knicks here are going to draft Justin Edwards, 6'7", from Kentucky, small forward. Man, Justin Edwards has the biggest improvement throughout this draft class this year is Justin Edwards. He went from shooting like 24% from the three-point line to finishing, let me get the stat real quick for you guys, finishing with 38.5 three-point percentage. I'm going to say that again. He went from like 28%, 26%, 10, 12 games earlier in the year, finishing with 38.5. It's one heck of a turnaround. I don't think I've ever seen somebody improve that much in one season. He's definitely a worker. He's a very good athlete, very good defender when he's engaged, but he has some obvious defensive upside as he gets coached harder in the NBA. You know, very good three-point shooter, very good. You know, his handle's a little raw, but that's things that can grow with time, and his shot creation is really raw, but he's got a really interesting, because he has good work ethic, he can definitely be a very, very good player. And his growth in the three-point shot throughout the season is definitely a signal that he might be a hard worker. So the New York Knicks here gains a high upside guy. But
need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If he doesn't really become the high upside scoring wise, he can still be a very elite 3-and-D rotational wing due to just elite athletic gifts and, you know, 38% 3-point shot coming out of college. So he's got a lot of good things you would definitely like here for the New York Knicks. All right, let's go ahead and kick it to the next pick, which is going to be number 23, New Orleans Pelicans, and they're going to draft Tyrese Proctor, 6'5" point guard from Duke. You know, Tyrese Proctor's 6'5", really, I call him an average point guard passer. He's a very good on-ball defender, though. You know, shoots 36% from the three-point line, which is pretty solid. You know, whenever he does attack the rim, he looks extremely elite doing it, but he just, for some reason, just doesn't play aggressive and go downhill a lot. It's extremely confusing. Hopefully, you know, he has some natural upside if you are able to tap into that 6'5 length and pretty above average to, you know, good athletic gifts. He can definitely be elite finishing at the rim. He just doesn't do it very consistently. Pretty solid pull-up mid-range shot. there's some really nice intrigue with this game. You know, the Pelicans, Dyson Daniels so far looks like he might be a bust. You know, I wasn't really high on him coming out of the G League Ignite. So I think drafting the point guard here makes a lot of sense here for the Pelicans. All right, let's go ahead and kick it to the next pick, which is going to be number 24, which is the Cleveland Cavaliers. And they're going to draft Tyler Smith, 6'9" power forward from G League Ignite. He's a very switchable, versatile defender, very good standstill three-point shooter. He's got an average handle. He'll flash some shot creation extremely rarely, but it looks intriguing, but it's very raw. You know, I call him a poor man's Jabari Smith Jr. He shoots 35% from the three-point line in the G League Ignite, so it's a really nice percentage. You know, I definitely feel like a really key point and player for the Cleveland Cavaliers, because they have Evan Mobley next to Jared Allen, is that backup power forward needs to be able to shoot threes. You know, they need to have spacing for Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland. It's an extremely big point. You know, they really got exposed by the New York Knicks before they got George Niang last year in free agency. And I feel like this kind of guy would be upgrade to on George Niang, because what he can do defensively is so much more better. You get a younger guy that can fit in the younger time frame. This position is extremely important for them to be able to win against really good playoff teams. And I feel like this is a really great pick fit. And pick here for the Cleveland Cavaliers. All right, the next pick is going to be Milwaukee Bucks, and they're going to choose Devin Carter, 6'3" shooting guard from Providence. You know, he's a very good three-point shooter. He attacks the rim pretty well. I call him an above-average passer from the position, below-average defender. You know, he shows some flashes of shot creation, but, you know, as somebody that was really high on Cam Thomas coming out, and I have him like 13th, 14th on my big board, I definitely feel like to be a 6'3 shooting guard, you got to have something elite. You know, you got to have Anthony Edwards, who's 6'3, crazy athletic gifts, or you have to have some crazy elite footwork scoring skill like Cam Thomas had. Or, you know, Bones Highland was a crazy deep three-point shot creator. I don't think his footwork is super elite. So I don't think he'll be able to score enough to be a starting level guy, because NBA is really picky about 6'3 two guards. So I definitely feel like he can be a very elite bench scorer. And I feel like the Milwaukee Bucks would really gain a nice bench guard scorer, because they do need people that can give them a little punch off the bench scoring wise. So Devin Carter here would fit really well for Milwaukee. Alrighty, let's go ahead and go to the next pick, which would be the 26th pick in the draft, which would be the Utah Jazz. And they would select Jalen Moore from Oklahoma, 6'7", small forward. He is averaging 41% from the three-point line. You know, he has got really great shooting splits, an elite mix of athletic gifts and strength, very elite on-ball defender. Call him an average handle, but, you know, whenever he gets to the rim, he finishes really well. 51% field goal percentage is definitely a good indicator of that. He shoots really well standstill shot. He doesn't really have anything else other than standstill three-point shot. If it's open, he can drive to the rim, and being a very elite defender, he reminds me a little bit of OG Anunoby, size and athletic gifts-wise and three-point shooting-wise, so and defensively. So I definitely feel like he could definitely have some high upside as a defender in the NBA 3-and-D wing. Utah Jazz definitely could use some depth at that kind of position. So I definitely feel like this is a good pick here for the Utah Jazz. Let's go to the next pick. It's going to be the Minnesota Timberwolves, which is Melvin Ehinsia from France, 6'7". You know, he's got a really good mix. He's a good athlete with a really good ability to handle and get to the rim. You know, nobody can really stand in front of him. You know, when you look at him, though, there's some worry points, and the worry points are the field goal percentage, 38% field goal percentage coming, and 31% three-point percentage. Those are really poor stats. You know, he's coming out of France, and he's playing in the highest league of France that exists. So, you know, it's hard to really put that in perspective, because if he was playing in college, he'd probably have better efficiency, because the French One League is really good. Like, they have some real athletes. They play really good basketball, probably top five leagues in all of the world. So, you know, it's a very good league. You know, he's got some really nice upside. It's just very raw right now. But I definitely feel like Minnesota Timberwolves taking a boomer bust guy out here, since there's just not many good point guards here that you would normally take in this position that, you know, Minnesota just can't draft because there's just not good point guard talent left, which they definitely desperately need. So taking a boomer bust guy here makes sense for Minnesota. All right, let's go ahead and kick to the next team, which is the Denver Nuggets. Denver Nuggets are going to choose Jalen Bridges, 6'9", shooting guard slash power forward coming out of Baylor. Very good athlete, strong body, very elite on-ball defender, super switchable. You know, he has a really good three-point percentage. Let me go ahead and get it for you guys. It is 41.8% three-point percentage. It's very, very elite. You know, the Nuggets could really use a long-term forward backup with some length since they really hit on Bruce Brown from Kansas. He's a really solid backup player for them. But he's like 6'6", 6'7", so I definitely feel like a higher-up guy that could be a rotational piece for Aaron Gordon, MPJ, makes more sense here. So I feel like this would be a really nice role player fit for Denver here. All right, number 29 is the Washington Wizards, and they will draft Terrence Shannon Jr. from Illinois. Terrence Shannon Jr. is a very elite athlete, very good at driving to the rim, very good passer for the shooting guard position, shoots 35% from the three-point line, very elite defender. You know, how do I say this? He has his, I think it's domestic violence. I forget exactly what it is. He has his case that obviously if he gets found guilty of, he will not be an NBA draft pick. This is based on the thought process of him being found not guilty of those crimes. I personally view him as a very elite 2-3 pick level talent, but I do think that what the off the court issues will definitely negatively impact his draft stock anyway. So I do think that the Washington Wizards here, since they're so far away and this is the 29th pick in the draft, you could definitely take a shot here on somebody that's probably going to be characterized, even if he's found innocent, as a character question mark, emotional human being question mark. Very similarly to a guy last year, not similarly in a similar situation, but there's guys every year that are have character concerns. Do they work hard? Are they gonna be good people, good fits for your organization? You know, similar JG Jackson last year had really great eye test and tape, but he dropped in the draft because of similar reasons, because people had questions about his work ethic and him as a human being, which is, does happen. And I do think that would happen to Terrence Shannon, even if he's found innocent. So, you know, I do think the Wizards here drafting a high upside guy here with the 29th pick makes so much sense to me. All right, let's go ahead and move into the last pick of the first round, which would be the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics would select Adam Bona, 6'10" center from UCLA. He's a very good athlete, extremely switchable, you know, guards to the rim well. There's a huge cutoff line, though, between 6'10" centers and, you know, their ability to be starting level guys. I do view him a lot like Bismack Biyombo, who was a really good center for the Toronto Raptors for a minute there and kind of phased out of the league with the Orlando Magic. But, you know, I definitely feel like they're Boston Celtics are one heck of a team. They'll probably win the championship this year. And I definitely feel like their only flaw is backup center since they traded away Robert Williams. So I definitely feel like filling the only need they have here with a pretty good value for the pick here for Adam Bona makes so much sense here. All right, so this is the end of the mock draft, the picks from the 15th pick to the 30th pick. Next week, I will do the second round, which is going to be the 31st or the 60th pick. You know, I have full breakdowns for each one of those picks. Again, you guys can find these breakdowns on my website where I have the big board and the mock draft listed if you guys want as well. It's really, really, really cool stuff. You know, I hope you guys are really enjoying March Madness as much as I am. It's been crazy. You know, hopefully hopefully we all get to see UConn versus Purdue. I feel like those are the best two teams, but that's just my personal hope. But yeah, you know, hopefully everybody is enjoying this basketball time frame where March Madness is crazy fun. And next week we will continue with the mock draft, and then we'll get back to some normal stuff after that. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. Hopefully you guys all have a great week.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.